AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. So what was that yesterday? The New York Stock Exchange, United Airlines, and the Wall Street Journal website all knocked off their game for a while. Unrelated technology problems, says the government. Former FBI cybersecurity official Sean Henry.
I think it was coincidence in this particular case. I have talked to people who are in a position to know, and multiple sources who say this was absolutely technical.
But he's got this warning.
There are organized crime groups, there are hacktivist groups like Anonymous, foreign nation states that are targeting our infrastructure. They're stealing data. They have the ability to disrupt and potentially to destroy.
Former FBI official Sean Henry on the Today Show this morning. By day's end, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will have on her desk the bill that removes the Confederate flag from State House grounds. The House gave it final approval early this morning. Democratic State Representative James Smith.
He got heated on occasion, but everyone understood and I think respected each other. And in the end, you know, we came together and we came together, had enough votes to do the right thing.
Governor Nikki Haley has said she will sign the bill and the flag will come down within 24 hours of that. Overseas now to Greece, which is hurrying to finalize a plan of financial reforms it hopes will convince Europe to lend it more money. Greece must submit its reforms to its potential creditors today. Meanwhile, banks there are still closed and will remain so at least through Monday. World soccer's most senior American, Chuck Blazer, has been banned for life by FIFA, which accuses him in a bribery and kickback scandal. Honda now recalling millions more vehicles over those defective Takata airbags. That raises the total at the automaker to 24.5 million. This is AP Radio News. Sales of fitness trackers are strong, but after a while, many people are leaving them behind. Our Carlotta Bradley's got this.
Research firm Endeavor Partners estimates about a third of fitness trackers get abandoned after 6 months. The healthcare investment fund Rock Health says Fitbit's regulatory filings suggest only half of its nearly 20 million registered users were still active as of the first quarter of this year. Abandonment affects all makers of fitness trackers. Fitbit gets the spotlight because it started trading publicly last month and, according to NPD Group, has 76% of the U.S. market share by revenue. Makers of fitness trackers are already thinking ahead with higher-end models at double the price. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
ESPN says it's parting ways with Keith Olbermann. The network says it has made a business decision to move in another direction. It's not providing any details or further explanation for the cancellation of the program. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.